Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Palka reporting. The U.S. accuses Russians of hacking, and Russia returns an accusation of their own. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. of creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian ministry's website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's an intrusion an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark. The secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. Mr. Obama pledged last month that he would lift sanctions during a visit to the White House by Myanmar's de facto civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Now, since elections last November that resulted in her party winning a majority of the seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and the release of many political prisoners. This is VOA News.